The oil terminal would have shipped crude from the ever-expanding Bakken oil fields in North Dakota. Production there has tripled over the past 5 years and is expected to double in the next 6 years. So it's a challenge for transportation to keep up with production. Even so, Superior Calumet refinery manager Colin Shady says the size and cost of an oil terminal means they need a refinery on the East Coast as a partner.
We've had interest from various partners, but we've not had anybody that would step forward and do a long-term commitment to make the project feasible from our side.
Duluth Port Director Adolf Ojard says he's not surprised.
It was one of those things that was a trial balloon being floated out there, and economically, I don't know that it really makes sense to move crude oil on the Great Lakes given the current conditions. It's more efficient to move it by rail and pipeline.
But Shady says they're still moving ahead with getting permits from the Department of Natural Resources.
That could potentially impact the project one way or another. It's nice to see that there has been some progress and that there's some conditional permits that are put together out there in case the project were a go.
Calumet had hoped to open the Superior Oil Terminal in 2 years. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.